bunch of child molesting.
That's right.
Dirty ass crackers behind you, right, with a red Make America Great hat again on.
A bunch of incest babies. A bunch of babies made out of incest.
That's right. Here come Gad. Here come Gad. Here come Gad.
Nick Sandman, that now famous Covington, Kentucky teen that stood his ground and remained calm in the face of leftist lunacy, has a legal team filing hundreds of lawsuits against the media mob and celebrities that denigrated his family, his school, his fellow classmates, and himself for merely being a supporter of the sitting president and being at the wrong place at the wrong time. The Washington Post faces a $250 million judgment, and more are to quickly follow for defamation on a scale that can only be attributed to mental illness or Trump derangement syndrome.
You would expect that the mainstream media would be responsible enough to pause, recognize they're dealing with a student, investigate, and make sure that they have the facts accurate, that the story that they tell is accurate. But they didn't pause when it came to Nicholas, because they wanted to rush out and they wanted to jump into the mob, give the mob a megaphone so that they could attack this boy because he was white, he's Catholic, and he was wearing a Make America Great Again cap. If Nicholas had not purchased that souvenir cap that day at the mall, if he was not wearing it, none of us would know who Nicholas Sandman is.
The millennial Twitter hordes who recently targeted an Austin, Texas kid for selling hot chocolate to support President Trump's border wall.
I was against helping Donald Trump, and then I saw the State of the Union address and I wanted to help him.
He just said, "Dad, I want to do a stand to help Trump raise money for the wall."
Some people are mad and calling me a little Hitler and stuff, and then some people are really happy.
We are obviously conservative, so we have certain news stations on, and he hears what we talk about at the dinner table.
Somehow it's gotten skewed to think that we're teaching our son to hate, and I don't understand where that comes from.
Well, I like all people.
I think it's important that they know what's going on in the world, where we stand, what we believe in.
After the local CBS affiliate posted the report to their Twitter feed, the mob piled on, posting a child being thrown off a cliff, another being thrown into a fire, and another posted a wrestler destroying a kid in his living room, a public celebration of child abuse. The moronic millennial horde called for the kid and his parents to be fined for not having a permit, which he didn't need. Also for his parents to be arrested. All of this on the local CBS affiliate's Twitter page. Twitter allows threats of violence of children from leftist mobs, regardless of their supposed rules. The sad truth? Millennials aren't really to blame. They've been indoctrinated by a scourge of Marxist anti-American re-education that has total control of the American school system from the bottom up, suckered into trading their individual freedoms for temporary triggers, harboring pseudo-sycophantic ideals that only exist in the propaganda they have been spoon-fed. When was the last time you checked your tyranny watch? Because we are way past midnight.
Who is you? Oh my God. Oh, get off of me. You're not arresting me for nothing.
Most of us assume that our rights, harboring this supposed ethical American society, is like a rock that can't be moved. When in reality, that boulder is being pushed over a cliff inch by inch, bit by bit every day.
Obama put an internet kill switch in, where only selective sites will be allowed to be heard, selective groups, where the internet is only a few channels. Wherever you go, you're basically fed the same thing. And this is internet kill switch where now Google, Facebook, Twitter, Apple, all of them are announcing, we will not let Trump, Republicans, or any of his supporters, where they already have keywords blocked, say he won or debate it or show numbers that he really won.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Wednesday, August 7th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Talk about today, we'll be joined by Craig Sawyer the next hour, taking your calls, of course, throughout the show. It's here to confront the endless cascade of lies. It really is exhausting. I don't know how long we can keep this up for, honestly. It's just absolutely wild. And of course, we're going to get into, again, what's going on in the UK. We're going to talk about Kamala Harris's vice presidential pick. It looks like a toad. And people are finding all sorts of crazy things off about him. And there's a lot of stories that have gone a little bit under the radar since we've been focused quite exclusively on the UK riots. Now, there's things like this. I don't even know how to pronounce this guy's name. Athan Koutsiorombas. He says, a lot happened in July, but one event went quietly unnoticed. The result of the largest American-controlled experiment in universal basic income was released. You haven't heard about it because the findings are terrifyingly bad. So, yeah, apparently they got like 100 families and gave them UBI and saw what was happening. What do you think happened? Do you think the families that got UBI were happier and healthier and more prosperous? Or do you think that giving people stuff for free makes them think it's probably not worth it to try any harder? We can get to that here in just a minute. Meanwhile, there's this. I believe this is the Attorney General of Virginia breaking, I sent this letter to Act Blue demanding answers. The integrity of our election is at stake. And there's been undercover video revealing the methods by which Act Blue launders money. And finally, again, I don't know why this hasn't happened earlier, but finally, the law enforcement in the state of Virginia and a few other states is actually going after the Democrats for this. Again, it's like, you know, it's not exactly as good as it should be. I mean, after all, you've got them charging Donald Trump with 34 felony counts for mislabeling a check that he wrote to his own lawyer, claiming it's hush money to cover up something that probably didn't even happen. While they're funneling hundreds of thousands of dollars per individual to the tune of tens of millions of dollars through Act Blue from God only knows where. We don't know where the money's coming from. We know where it's not coming from. It's not coming from the people they say it's coming from. You've got unemployed pensioners donating to Act Blue 50,000 times a month. And it's just all fraudulent. And this is kind of the thing at this point. It's all out in the open. It's all right there. It's all as blatant as it could possibly be. Everything. Everything. It's all fake. It's all lies. It's all retarded. And yet it just goes on and on and on. I mean, the fact is you still have counter protests in the UK of like old white people thinking that they're standing up against the Nazis as there are hordes of Muslim men just running around stabbing people. And it's the UK has straight up lost control of huge parts of its territory. The police are now announcing that they're working with the community leaders and saying they're going to police themselves. Okay, that's not your territory anymore then. It has now been annexed. It has now been taken by a different government. You have now been invaded and actually lost large portions of England. Something that, unless I'm missing something, hasn't happened since 1066 or so. Like, this is like 1,000 years of British sovereignty. Out the window, gone. Just because they showed up on dinghies? What? Okay. We know there are no-go zones in places like Sweden, other places like that. But this is like further than a no-go zone. The no-go zone basically just means if the police do go in there, they need to be heavily armed and expect grenade attacks. But the UK is just announcing. They're just saying, actually, we're working with the mosque, basically, and they're in charge. They're in charge now. They are there to police things. They have a separate legal system, courts, and fines and punishment. And okay, so your country's over. Like, that's it. And the thing that they're frantically trying to do is, you know, to confront this is to make sure nobody can talk about it. Again, I just, you know, I don't know. I don't know what more has to happen, how much further this has to go. I don't think it can go much further. And when you look around at what's happening in the world and just the ridiculous life. What I was thinking about today, I don't know. I mean, it's the same as kind of like what I always say about Jonathan Greenblatt, the ADL. Which is like, just imagine he's some dude named, whatever, Henry Allen. His name's Henry Allen. So every time you hear that Jonathan Greenblatt says something, just remember, he's just a dude. He's just some random dude. Nobody is under any obligation to care about what this human worm has to say about anything, ever. Ever. He's nobody. He's nothing. He has no authority. He has no legitimacy. He's just a dude. And the same thing pretty much is true about Kamala Harris, but it's a little bit different manifestation. But Kamala Harris, it doesn't really exist. She's not really a person. She's like an actress. She's like an actress playing a role. She doesn't have policy. She doesn't have beliefs. She doesn't have a personality. She has a collection of fraud, you know, a collection of highly tailored appearances. And like the scary part, it's not even her fault necessarily. She's the most transparent puppet the world has ever seen. Like at least with Obama, he sort of had the air of like a dude who was in charge. You kind of see him laying down the law, saying what he wanted, you know, having a vision, even if it was a stupid one. Obama has no vision. She's not. An authority. She's not respected. She's just like some actress. And yet, they are claiming that there's a 50% chance she's going to win the presidency. And they're spending hundreds of millions of dollars, excuse me, on ads for this woman. If you watch the Olympics, her ad is like the one that's most played. If you watch YouTube, now I watch YouTube, and every single ad break is Kamala Harris wearing a $60,000 necklace saying you have to donate a dollar today or else Donald Trump will win and democracy will be over. And I don't know, if these lies had any cleverness to them, we could confront and combat them, but they don't. They're just lies. Things that can be asserted without evidence can be dismissed without evidence, but I don't know if that's convincing. I mean, what is convincing? The fact that you're paying twice as much in 2024 as you were in 2022 for basic groceries. That's not convincing, apparently. Apparently, three little girls being stabbed to death and 11 more being horrifically injured in the UK. Not enough to convince a lot of people. Is there anything I can say? And I'm glad we started off with that Bound report this morning. Because if you really think about this, and there's so much that's happened so recently, and we've been in this whirlwind for the last 2 months or so of just the cheap fakes, the debate, Biden collapsing, trying to go on this media campaign to make everybody think that the debate was just a fluke when really it just proved he really is that bad. He drops out. Donald Trump almost gets assassinated. The cover-up of the assassination. We still have no answers from the assassination, just nothing. Just, I mean, from the official story, what we knew that afternoon is the same thing that we know now. You got the guy's name, and that's it. I mean, the timeline's been put together by the Oversight Committee and by people online, but the official story, we just have nothing. And this is all just the stuff in the last, and then Kamala Harris gets in, and that's ridiculous, and then the terror attack in the UK and the riots. Then it's been a whirlwind. And throughout all this process, of course, the things that have fallen to the side are the massive, unrelenting crimes against humanity that has still gone unpunished from COVID, from Israel on October 7th, the Ukraine war. Now they have fighter jets. That's just going on and on and on. There's the French election, in which the far right was set to actually positively affect that country, and then were swept aside by parliamentary trickery, basically. There's the Olympics with the just openly satanic, anti-Christian opening ceremony. And you get in all of this, it's like we're forgetting they're still rounding up people from January 6th. And that entire debacle. They're still using drop boxes and ballot harvesting. And they're going to cheat in the election again. And the 2020 election has still just never been adjudicated, never been really investigated, never been actually given a fair shake. So I don't know. So I don't know anymore. I mean, it's this type of thing, right? They just say stuff and it doesn't even remotely matter if it's true, if it even, I don't even know how to really explain it. We'll pull in this video. Tim Walz yesterday did an event with Kamala. And he makes this reference to J.D. Vance getting up from his couch and everybody laughs. And he's like, yeah, see what I did there? See what I did, that little joke that I did? And in case you've missed out on this whole saga, it basically goes like this. And this is okay. I'm trying to figure out how to, like, because this is the problem. If there was just one thing, I could, like, focus on it. But, like, the point I'm trying to make is just how the Democrats are everything that they claim they hate. Everything, constantly, right? They say they hate fake news. These people live on a subsistence diet of fake news. Everything they believe is fake. To a really egregious extent, right? Tim Walz sneaks in couch dig at J.D. Vance in Philly speech. Okay, what happened here? J.D. Vance wrote a book called Hillbilly Elegy. It boosted his profile, was a massive bestseller, became a Hollywood movie, contributed to his rise in fame. Nowhere in that book does he mention a couch. Doesn't exist, doesn't happen. There's nothing in that book about a couch. Some leftist on Twitter said there was a part of that book where J.D. Vance claims to have sex with his couch. Just total, absolute, blatant fabrication. Just doesn't exist in the book. It's just, that claim is as valid as me saying, you know, Kamala Harris once drowned a bag of kittens with her own hands. And it was just like, wow, in Kamala Harris's book, she admits to drowning a bag of kittens for fun, for sexual gratification. Just doesn't exist, doesn't, no bearing on reality whatsoever. But people believe it, and people start spreading it, and it becomes a meme. And now in the first speech in which the potential future vice president appears in front of an audience, he makes a comment about J.D. Vance and a couch, and everybody roars with laughter, and he's like, see what I did there? See what I did? And it's just like, they just live in delusion. They just live in a world of make-believe. Now, what they call fake news is just actual unconfirmed speculation. Fake news is the label they give to any information that does not come directly from the intelligence agencies. Remember, the lab leak theory was fake news until they admitted that it was real. And I know it's like, but it doesn't matter because they don't care that they're hypocrites. They really don't care. They really don't. They claim to hate Trump for just all of the things that they themselves are doing. Like, it's just exhausting. It's just exhausting and constant. It's the same over and over. And they just say these things. They just say J.D. Vance has sex with a couch. And now everybody just, that's just the thing. They just say they're still calling Trump a Russian agent. So it just doesn't matter. Like, the truth just doesn't matter to these people, which would be fine if it mattered to anybody else. Time and time again, they just assert, right? Decency's back on the ballot. Finally, we have decent people back on the ballot. Despite the fact that every one of them is just a oozing pile of slime. They're all just the most dishonest, despicable people. Kamala Harris's husband had an affair with the children's nanny. Doug Imhoff's first marriage ended after an affair with nanny resulted in pregnancy. When approached by the Daily Mail for comment, Naylor did not deny the claims and responded only with, quote, I'm kind of freaked out right now. Do you know the type of people that cheat on their wives with their children's nanny? I mean, just think about what type of person does that. Think about the pain these people cause to the people they're supposed to love more than anybody else. Think about the psychological damage that comes with divorce and with cheating and with this supposed to be permanent, stable relationship to build a foundation of a family is just shattered because the scumbag husband can't be trusted with a female for more than a day. It's like, these are the people that are running our country. Oh, and by the way, how did Joe Biden meet his wife, right? So, like, that's why we, like, talked about Hunter Biden a lot. It's another story that just happened, right? They just lied about it and rigged the election over it and buried it and censored it. Did a whole bunch of other criminal things. Just nobody cares. the Democrat, Jamie Raskin, yesterday announced that they're going to steal the election and then be on civil war footing to kill you if you try to stop them. I think we might be the only people to actually report on that. Has anybody else, did Fox News happen to bring that up? So again, I don't know. I really don't know what we do here. I guess we try to get this information out to our fellow Americans, but do they care? Can they even understand what's happening? Does anything actually matter to them? Do any of the things they profess to believe have any bearing on the truth at all? And if not, like, how do we deal with this? We're just going to have to take your calls for the show today because I don't have answers. I really don't have answers. To the point that, like, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't know what to do. We're about to go to war with Iran. We are sending warships to the Mediterranean coast. We're sending 4,000 Marines. We are about to enter into World War III. And the only reason you can possibly say is because Israel won't stop carpet bombing the imprisoned population of Gaza. They just won't stop. That's the only reason any of this in the Middle East is happening. The only reason Hezbollah is sending rockets. It's the only reason they're assassinating people in Iran. And it's not like, oh, if they stop bombing, they'll be at risk. They're not at any risk. What do you think would have happened if the bombing campaign in Gaza had stopped in November of last year or December of last year or January or February or March or April or May or June or July? What would have happened? It would have stopped and all of this would have just stopped. But America is so just pathetically subservient to the Israeli lobby. We are about to go to World War III so that they don't have to just stop killing people. Just stop murdering families and it would be fine. Stop torturing your prisoners and raping them to death and everything would be fine. And everything would be fine. We just can't do that. We can't do that, apparently. Now you've got Cori Bush being ousted because AIPAC spent $8 million on her race. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. And either we wake up to all of it or we succumb to all of it. I don't know. There's no like confronting this stuff piecemeal. There's no like, oh, if we just solve this, then everything else would be okay. No, we need a full-fledged revolution at this point. Practically the road.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
All right. America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state, intelligence agency, controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now. And that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support, spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high-quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Breaking through the censorship barrier, one truth at a time. You're listening to The American Journal.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, this is the American Journal. We have a lot of videos to show you. Yeah, I just can't help but wonder, like, what is it going to take? What are we doing here? What are we doing here? You've got the story from JewishPress.com. APAC's candidate sends Cori Bush home, squad's second primary loss. Representative Cori Bush, 48, a Democrat from Missouri, has been defeated in Tuesday's primary election. This marks another setback for the progressive faction in Congress known as the Squad. With 95% of the votes counted, Bush, who represented Missouri's 1st congressional district, was ousted by Wesley Bell, 50, the St. Louis prosecuting attorney, by a vote of 51% to 45%. This defeat follows the earlier loss of Representative Jabal Bowman, a Democrat from New York, making Bush the second member of the squad to fail in their re-election bid this year. Like, people are celebrating this, acting like this is a victory, as if Wesley Bell is a MAGA Republican that defeated the squad. Right? No, he's Cori Bush 2.0. He just loves Israel. He's just supportive of AIPAC. Let's do this over and over. And it's one of the things that, like, how can you not know this is the case? And if you know this is the case, like, how can you let them get away with it? Like, to me, if I know that some super PAC has poured millions upon millions of dollars into a candidate's coffers, and this person who I previously never heard of suddenly has ads running on every break, and just massive signs everywhere I look, I guess this is how propaganda works. Like, people just don't think about where it comes from or why it's happening. It's like, oh, Wesley Bell. Yeah, I've seen him. He seems like a nice guy. And they just, they're just like, oh, yeah. They just take the whatever image is presented to them. Like, literally, I mean, just like, the, you know, Plato's cave. They're just chained to the rock and they just see the shadows. And it never even enters into their mind to question, like, wait, where are these shadows coming from? And what is the light source? And why are they showing me these things? It's just that never enters their consciousness. It's just they see the thing, they believe the thing. They never, never question the strings they're seeing. Again, I would think that as Americans, there'd be some part of you that goes, oh, this massive, massively wealthy, well-funded foreign advocacy group is pouring $8 million against the person we voted for. Screw them. The more money they spend, the less I'm going to like them. Instead, it's like America is just this game. It's like this arcade machine or something where it's just like, hey, you put more money in, you win. It's as simple as that. You pour money into the race, and then you win. And it's great because it's not your money. It's the American taxpayer money because the cycle is very simple. They had to spend $8 million to get this person into office. Now this person is their slave, their subservient little dog in office, which means, you know, they'll be pushing for billions of dollars to go to Israel, and they'll siphon some of that off to give to AIPAC to put back into the races. So it's not even like they're spending $8 million. Like, that's some major expenditure. It was an investment. It'll pay back by 1,000. It's very simple, right? Spend $8 million, get the guy into office. He writes a bill to send Israel $8 billion. They peel off $20 million to give back to AIPAC, who spends that $20 million to buy other offices, to get more billions, to get more millions, to spend in other races. It's a continuous cycle, and now we're going to go to war with Iran. And now it's going to end with the draft being reinstated as thousands of Americans are at this moment steaming towards the Middle East. Because the other option is Israel can just stop murdering children, and that's unacceptable. Unapproachable, as not something to be considered. So I don't get how people don't see through. Like, the fact that that works, the fact that you can just spend $8 million in a single district, nobody asks questions, nobody wonders, nobody's outraged that there's a foreign country rigging our elections. The fact that you can just do that, it's just like hope-crushing to me. Because, I mean, what can fight against that? What can oppose that? There's no other force like AIPAC. There's no other equal and opposite creation of a political action committee that is funded by a foreign state, meaning they essentially have infinite money because that foreign state receives hundreds of billions of dollars from us a year, and it just reinvests our taxpayer money back into a system in which it takes over our country. And look, maybe that's the frustrating part about all this, is that it's hard to talk about all of these various things without seeing the common denominator. AIPAC, war with Iran, some sort of ethnic grudge against Russia over Ukraine with Victoria Nuland and Anthony Blinken. AIPAC just straight up buying our Congress people. And I don't like Cori Bush. Like, don't get me wrong. I don't like Cori Bush at all. I don't like Jabal Momin at all. But I'll take an American that Americans voted for, even if I disagree with them, any day over some foreign carpetbagger. Like, is this really that complicated? And are we really about to lose our entire civilization because people are afraid of being anti-Semitic? So that's what it feels like. It's really what it feels like. What is all of the outrage in the UK over? Well, what flags are the Muslims waving? They're waving the Palestinian flag, and they're protesting the UK because they recognize Britain's historical and current status of propping up an illegitimate, you know, colonization empire in the Middle East. So it's just like, for the existence of Israel, the Western world has to die, basically, is how this works. All the wars that created all the Muslim so-called refugees into Europe on behalf of Israel, usually brought in by Jewish charities, THIAS, who Alejandro Mayorkas was chairman of before he got into office to open up the gates completely and flood our country continuously. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do about this? Because it can't go on. It literally just can't go on. What's happening in the UK is very sad because it's probably not going to work. Because half the people of the UK are on side of the murderers and the invaders who are taking their country over. And the people that run the military and police systems are announcing a January 6th style crackdown where they're going to just systematically go and round up everybody. The first person to be charged for this, he's facing months in jail. He's like a 16-year-old kid. They're releasing tens of thousands of violent criminals, including murderers, and replacing them with patriots whose crime is posting on Twitter. I'll show you videos on the other side. But this is like the end game, folks. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Comments all the time. People are just like, I like your show because you know how to keep it light. And it's like, yeah, sometimes. Sometimes, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how to keep it. But there's stuff like, okay, like this. Like talking about Kamala Harris and her VP pick, the toad. Trump was 100% correct. Post-birth abortion is real and Harris walls support it. At least 5 babies were born alive after botched abortions and left to die under Waltz's watch. 2 of these struggling babies were given comfort care instead of medical care, allegedly in violation of state law. How did Waltz respond? By repealing the very law exposing and outlawing this horror and replacing it with abortion on demand at the front end and infanticide at the back end. Here are the bone-chilling receipts. Born Alive Infant Protection Act report. The 2015 Minnesota legislature enacted the Born Alive Infants Protection Act, recognizing a born alive infant resulting from an induced abortion as a human person and requiring that reasonable measures consistent with good medical practice shall be taken by responsible medical personnel to preserve the life and health of the born alive infant. Reporting of this began July 1st, 2015. For the calendar year of January 1st, 2021 through December 31st, 2021, 5 abortion procedures resulting in born alive infant were reported. In 2 instances, comfort care measures were provided as planned, and the infant did not survive. This is kind of the type of thing where it's like people claim not to believe this exists. Which is just like, it's just not a valid excuse. It's not a valid response. We're telling you this exists. Recognition, care. An infant who is born alive shall be fully recognized as a human. Appropriate, including the compilation of appropriate medical records, shall be taken by the responsible medical personnel to care for the infant who was born alive. The section is effective the day following the final enactment. So you've got a baby that's born alive, that even though has no conscious thought, has no idea what's going on, is just thrust into a world of bright lights and confusing sounds and probably some amount of pain resulting from the botched abortion. While they don't know exactly what's going on, they still have an instinct to survive, and they're still constantly, you know, desperately reaching out, you know, grabbing for what they expect to be their mother's breasts. They're crying, expecting just the evolutionary response of somebody hearing their cries and coming to care for them. They still have that instinct to survive and are fighting in their feeble attempt. And you've got doctors and nurses just wrapping it up and letting it suffer and starve to death. So it's like, you know, what is the solution to this problem? I mean, it's murder. It's they're writing laws to allow for the willful murder of infants. Like, what do you mean? What are we going to do about this? You know, it's like, how is this happening? And remember, Kamala Harris is the one who prosecuted the whistleblower who exposed that they were selling baby body parts through Planned Parenthood. The story of Kamala Harris and her vice president meeting each other was that they both attended a Planned Parenthood event and met each other at Planned Parenthood at an abortion clinic. So what, you know, I mean, I guess the only thing you can do is pretend you don't know this exists. Pretend you don't believe that this is happening. So maybe there's still that little part of your conscience that recognizes, like, basic good versus evil. And yet half this country, this is their main issue. This is like the only thing they care about. We've showed videos. People just walking around college campus. They're not asking about abortion. They're just saying, what is your big stance? What are you politically active about? Abortion, 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 abortion. Oh, and transgender children. So we're up against an enemy whose only justification for existing is to kill and castrate children. Those are their issues. Wars starting overseas, invasion, rape, murder, none of that matters to them. If they can kill their babies, they're happy. The big oppression for them is that little boys can't chemically castrate themselves or mutilate themselves for life, you know, while they're still of the age where Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is their favorite show. But they don't understand anything. So, I guess I can explain to you. I guess it's up to me to try to paint in your mind the image of a writhing, desperate, crying newborn infant under the sterile fluorescent lights of a hospital, just slowly and painfully starving to death, hoping maybe that gets through, that like, these are the people we're dealing with. This is their number one issue. This is what they want to bring to the United States. This is the level of character that they're providing for us. Nobody voted for Kamala Harris. And it's just whether it's the death of democracy or just the individual policies that they pursue or their individual personality and morals and character. We're being run by a cabal of satanic vampires. I don't know what else to tell you. And I don't know how you can't see this. I don't know how it's so simple. And yet they just say women's health care. And people actually believe that if you don't allow them to kill living babies, it's going to be a reversion back to some Handmaid's Tale oppressive past that never even existed in the first place in the West. So they just pile delusion upon delusion, lie upon lie, to the point that like we're so buried in lies, it doesn't even matter if we dig out through a few of them. They're so deeply entrenched. You'll never get to the bottom. You'll never be able to fully extricate the American people from the pile of lies that they're buried under right now. And part of it, the only part that really gives me some sense of hope in all of this, especially when it comes to the UK riots, seeing the way in which they are desperately, frantically trying to shut down speech, trying to stop people from showing the videos, trying to stop people from talking about it. On one hand, it's horrifying because it's very clear what their entire agenda is. They're just blaming Tommy Robinson, somebody 10,000 miles away, and saying, we're going to come after you with the full force of law and you are now a terrorist for simply commenting on what's happening 1,000 miles away. So they're setting up a control system and, a filter by which things actually happening can be hidden, the reality of the situation can be disguised, and their plan can continue relentlessly. So it sucks that they're so emboldened that they're actually doing this. The only little sliver of hope, I guess, in here is that they recognize that awareness and information can destroy their whole plot. Enough people will just open their eyes. And I can't make them.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com. is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
And as a woman, there's a balance to be struck between being tough and being a bitch. You know, we have to stay woke. Like, everybody needs to be woke. And you can talk about if you're the wokest or woker, but just stay more woke than less woke.
In a banana republic, it is common for the military and police to be on high alert when election day comes. But in the United States, the idea of being on high alert after election day was ludicrous until now.
Well, there is a nationwide concern about Election Day.
I felt like I had no choice but to do what I did.
So, yeah, kill them. Kill the Nazis.
Long live the Socialist Revolution.
When conditions become right, people do get the opportunity to change the whole system through a revolutionary struggle.
Propaganda dung beetles of CNN quasi-journalism spread one lie after another to foment the chaos.
We have disinformation network in this country, right? You know, the top cable news channel is at its core a disinformation network. We have people with large online followings who push disinformation on a regular basis.
Right. In 2000, there weren't buildings being boarded up in major cities. Now, look, let's be honest. Probably that's happening, Susan, because, you know, some business owners are worried about liberal protests in the event of a Trump win. But there's also this dynamic of fear of unrest in an event of a Trump loss.
I just want to give a heartfelt thank you to a lot of people for the peace and the generosity, the kindness and the love that's been showing on our streets of Minneapolis, St. Paul, and across Minnesota over the last several days. And last evening was another example of that. We saw peaceful protests across the city. We saw memorials continue to grow for George Floyd down on 38th in Chicago. We saw beautiful interactions on the state capitol where, out of respect, the National Guard troops there told the protesters, out of respect, they would go back away to the building and just take care of those vehicles that were out front, which of course they did. Not protesters. At that point, certainly neighbors and friends and agents of change.
Kamala Harris named Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. Walz is a former school teacher and seasoned Washington lawmaker who has been credited with a new political insult against Republicans.
Yes, they're weird. They prove that every day. It's an observation.
How many chances do you get? My answer to that is as many chances as you need, which doesn't really please those law and order people.
When our children tell us who they are, it is our job as grown-ups to listen and to believe them. That's what it means to be a good parent.
But we can get out there, reach out, make the case, and for one thing, Don't ever shy away from our progressive values. One person's socialism is another person's neighborliness.
All right, ready. Whoa, wait a minute.
Tells you the
the truth about what's happening next, InfoWars.com.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Bobby's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour has begun here on American Journal. I am very happy to be welcoming my guest, Craig Sawyer. He's a Marine veteran, former Navy SEAL sniper, and combat instructor. Sawyer is the founder of Veterans for Child Rescue, a nonprofit organization comprised of military professionals, former and current law enforcement, senior intelligence community veterans, child abuse and trafficking survivors, and people who are willing to do whatever it takes to end child trafficking in the U.S. You can find their website at vets4childrescue.org, and that's the number 4, vets4childrescue.org, and tacticalinsider.com. Mr. Sawyer, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me on.
Well, we're covering a lot of horrifying and awful things today, but probably nothing more horrifying and awful than the crimes committed against children. And yet, with everything else going on, it seems like that concern often falls to the wayside. Where are you seeing the biggest threat right now? Is it the illegal immigration system? Is it the foster care system? I mean, where is this happening, and where are you helping to fight back against this child trafficking epidemic?
Well, we're fighting it on multiple fronts. What we're looking at right now is what the government, U.S. government, is doing with the children across the border. And there's quite a bit going on about that. It's been testified before Congress by Tara Lee Rodas and others. So what is the system? What does the government even claim that is standard for moving undocumented children and unaccompanied minors into the nation? And what's the standard for the vetting for the sponsors, those who want to receive those children? So there's a lot going on with that. There's a lot wrong. Obviously, not much works correctly in D.C. anymore. And that's what happens when we allow the rule of law to unravel like this. We allow the corrupt to just continue. So there's a lot going on with Child Protective Services, too, targeting single moms and taking them. And the children go into foster care systems, and then they go from house to house, and then they go off the books, and they're sold outright. So they also take runaways. And there's quite a few ways that it happens. But I would say the border crisis is probably the biggest right now. But also the foster care system and how the children get lost in that is another really, really big one, Harrison.
Yeah, and the border one, I mean, it's one of the stories that I'm shocked it hasn't gotten more attention. It's so horrifying. It's almost on the face of it unbelievable, because it was at least 6 months ago that the official number was something like 80,000 children lost, just lost by this system. And we've had whistleblower after whistleblower, report after report of people in the system going, they assigned me, you know, a person to bring this child to. I bring the child. The child doesn't recognize the person. Person doesn't recognize the child. They're clearly not related. The person I'm giving him to has no identity. So I don't even know if I'm giving it to the right person. So, I mean, the American government is actively trafficking children who they give to strangers and are never seen again. It's so huge, and the scale of this is so massive. Is anything being done to stop this? Is anything being done to investigate where these children are and if they're even alive anymore?
Well, I haven't heard the federal government, any representative from the federal government claim that there's an investigation to find those missing children. And like you said, that was a couple of years ago. That was not even 2 years into this administration's run. So how many have been lost total? Hundreds of thousands, certainly, in this last administration alone. Where are they? I think as a nation, we owe it to ourselves to find out what we're allowing to happen on our watch. We are a constitutional republic. We're told we are a democracy all day, every day, by the other side. But it's literally and genuinely a constitutional republic where our representatives represent us, and we have to hold their feet to the fire. We, the people, are supposed to be running this country. And I think it may be painful medicine, Harrison, to say this, but we, the people, are responsible for this. This is our nation. And in our slumber, in our comfort, in our luxury, in our incubator of peace that so many good men have fought and died to provide, we have taken our hands off the wheel and said, we can't be involved in politics. It's too contentious now. You know, they're always at each other's throats. I just don't want to bother with it. And in that void of our presence and our demand that our will be carried out, that the children be safeguarded, it's turned into a child trafficking nightmare. And it's a dark industry where the unspeakable is happening. And I think that's why things are falling apart. We've seen Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein doing the intel gathering, the blackmailing operations against our elected officials and others. And so many people are compromised, Harrison, and they are beholden to whoever has that dirt on them, that video of them raping children or whatever they're doing with the children, and nothing's working right anymore because they're not acting in good faith doing what they were elected to do. And so it's on us, really. And that should be good news. It may be, like I said, painful medicine, but good news in that there is an opportunity and really a responsibility for we the people to stand up collectively and say no and push back. And there's the beauty in it. We have that power. We have to exercise it. We have to unite to do it. And it's like, you know, those who control power right now don't want us to realize the power that we have if we are united. So that's why all the divide and conquer tactics and the fear tactics are upon us.
You would think if there was one thing that could bring people together, it would be this. And again, you're right that it's sort of, you know, it's like, okay, we can do something to stop this. It's our people that are up there doing this. So we have the power to take them back, you know, send them home and send somebody else who will do something about it. But at the same time, it's like I can handle mentally. I understand, like, if you've got a rapist in your town and children are disappearing, like, you find the guy and you get him and you take care of him. Like, it's very simple and straightforward. Here, it's the authorities themselves through pseudo legal practices that are running an industrial scale human trafficking network. And that's like a whole nother level. That's not normal. And I'm sort of at a loss on how to deal with this because the authorities that are supposed to be empowered to do this, that we have empowered and given infinite money and authority to take care of these issues, are the ones doing it. So it's like, is this, you know, what do we do here? It's the, you know, the fox guarding the hen house.
It is. It's how they get their power. So if you have these sissy men or these weenie men, who can't really rise in the ranks in this world through merit, right? Their performance and their quality of work is not adequate to get them what they want. They will do anything to get it, and they want to be in the cool guys club. And that's why John F. Kennedy warned us about the secret societies, because that's how they get wealth and power. That's how the people that don't belong, that don't have the moral strength and character to be in charge of others, that's how they get it. They get into the secret societies and they get these backdoor deals where it's wink, wink, nudge, nudge. We'll get you into that mayorship. We'll get you in to that chief of police and we'll build your career and we'll protect you. You'll never be arrested again because we've got this society, this club, and, you know, we'll protect you and we'll rise you to rank and power. And that's gotten to be so pervasive now to where nothing works right. Everything's done behind cloak and behind closed doors and in the dark of night. And you and I look at it face on. We're like, this doesn't make any sense. Well, when you start looking at it through the lens of corruption and manipulation, then you can start to see that all the covet means and everything else that JFK so eloquently described was spot on. And that's why, you know, InfoWars has been attacked, because you can't expose their caper. You can't take their money and their power base. So, you know, child trafficking is a big way that they generate a lot of money, and they launder it a lot through real estate loan fraud. So, man, we poked that big squid right in the eyeball in Nashville, and there's a reporter losing his ever-loving mind trying to stop law enforcement from serving 70 arrest warrants on child predators, because I guess the reporter is worried that so many of those may be in his own private, or not private, but his own crime network that he's involved in there. And the wheels are coming off the bus now. So it's all starting to come unraveled and unhinged for that reporter in Nashville. So it's a process by where we the people start to wake up. And that's why I really challenge those that have the moral courage to stand up and speak truth. But if you look at what, like, Alex has been through, and so many others who have stood up early and said where they're lying to us, and it's against our best interest, and we have to understand how it really works, which is wisdom, is understanding how things really work, right? So it's so important to share the truth in a war that is fought over information. The fifth generation war is fought through the information, the control of information, the manipulation thereof. So when a populace starts to break that code and rise up, man, that there's a power shift. And that's what the struggle really is. The forces of good and evil at odds. And you got one element trying to hold all of society down, and the rest of us trying to wake up and stand up for ourselves and recover a more peaceful and effective USA.
And it doesn't seem like it'd be that hard. In fact, there's been a big trend, and of course, Alex Rosen of Predator Poachers has been sort of at the forefront of this, and he does it incredibly well, and he does it in cooperation with the local law enforcement. But there's also some more haphazard, maybe not quite so careful sting operations going on. But it's become like an entertainment genre of catching pedophiles. And if nothing else, it should show you how prevalent this issue is, and how for every one of these guys they catch, there's probably 1,000 that don't, you know, bite the hook and don't get caught. I mean, this is a huge problem. What is your opinion on these groups that do that? I mean, do you think this is a positive thing because it's gaining awareness, or do you think it maybe is not a good idea to have a bunch of citizens running around doing the job that, you know, law enforcement should be doing in taking these guys off our streets?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of different styles of doing it. Generally, I celebrate it because I think the people need to know. And I think the predators need to be concerned that they're going to get caught doing the bad thing. That's healthy and good. I don't advocate for vigilantism. That part of it's not good and not healthy. We work with federal and local law enforcement. So we've got a 100% conviction rate on 27 child predators so far, and we have another 87 warrants to serve. And so, and like I said, in Nashville, boy, there's a fight to keep law enforcement from serving those warrants. It's so ugly. But, you know, anybody that can get the predators actually prosecuted and convicted and put away, taken off the streets to stop the harm, man, I celebrate that. And even the ones that don't, I do think there's a positive element to it to alert the people. You know, they're entertained by it. Well, I don't really care about that so much as I care about the safety of the children. So if other predators are scared straight from that, like, my gosh, I can't afford to be on TV, you know, caught hunting children. Well, then, yeah, stop doing the bad thing.
Right.
And so I think that that aspect of it good. I think it just has to be done very carefully, though. And we say prayerfully and carefully, like, what does God mean for us to do? And our team, well, we do it with, there's a lot of prayer, because we're up against some people that are very, very dark, and they're committed to it. And if the American public don't understand, the people that are literally evil, that are utterly evil, they're just as committed to their evil as we are to the good on the side of Christ. So it is a literal spiritual clash. And it's a different method of warfare. And although there are arrests and convictions and real handcuffs and real prison sentences, there's a lot that, you know, is kind of kept from the public, too. But it is, it's the Bible tells it all. I mean, if you read the Bible, you understand how things really work. So, you know, I think that's one of the things that those that want power try to keep the American public from, too, is awakening spiritually on the nature of why these bad things are happening. Because that compulsion comes from somewhere. You know, when we were kids, we would see the cartoon of the little angel on one side and the devil on the other, and the devil saying, no, do the bad thing, and the angel saying, no, do the good thing. I think that's more literal than we would perceive it. Only they're not tiny little cartoons. They're, you know, in the spirit realm, these are powerful entities making very strong suggestions to us on which way we should go. And we are the beneficiaries of free will. We have free will to exercise that in this cause and effect environment, right? Down here on earth, I believe we are spirit beings, just like the Bible says, here temporarily on this earth to exercise our free will to learn and grow in a cause and effect environment. Meaning if I choose to do something, if it harms you, hopefully I learn from that going wrong and going, okay, I don't want to choose that. That felt bad. That's not me. That's not what I choose. I want to choose better. And I treat you better the next time, or to treat the next person better the next time. Ah, that felt good. That's what I want to be. So I think this life is not only a learning and development process for us, but an evaluation process by the Creator through which He watches and goes, okay, good choice. You're coming toward my kingdom. You'll be with me in paradise, or you just continually choose evil and harm over others. You choose self, and what you end up in destruction, sickness and death. And so you're really not viable for my kingdom. I can't take you here. You gotta go to the other place. So, I mean, yeah. It's the stakes are pretty high.
And, you know, we always talk about on here that, you know, people have this perception of liberty that's just like, well, when you're free, you get to do whatever you want and there's no consequences sort of thing. And we always try to make the point that liberty is a requirement. It's an obligation to prove that you can handle it. And so, you know, it seems like there's so many things being put into place now to put a control system on humanity. And for one thing, they, you know, clearly can't be trusted to operate that, as they have, you know, if you try to post something about Alex Jones on Facebook, they take it down in an instant. But somehow there's 100 million instances of child sex abuse material on Facebook that they can't handle. So it's not even like these systems are actually going to be used correctly. But I guess, you know, theoretically, if you have a child being surveilled from the moment they're born, you know, for their entire lives, then that would make them safe. But that's a prison. That's a prison planet. We don't want to live in. We want to live in a world where, and in order to have freedom, you have to have the ability to do bad things, and the people have to choose not to do them. And it's like people think exactly. They can sort of have their cake and eat it too. What's happening in Tennessee? So how are they withholding warrants? How are they not serving warrants when it comes to child trafficking? I mean, help break this down for me.
Yeah. So what the reporter did was start doing this ambush journalist and jumps out of his van and jams a microphone in law enforcement's face and starts asking him, you know, questions. And he went after he started a series and he called one of the police conspiracy cop. And he's doing this really outlandish, overboard, like tabloid-style attack smear campaign on this cop. And, of course, all the people in his newsroom are like, oh, yes, that's very concerning. That's very bad, like little Muppets. Mm. And he's doing this series to try to just smear this man's name, but he's also going after legal hearings to review him for a psychological evaluation because he's conservative, and that's crazy. You shouldn't be conservative and allowed to have a badge and gun. That's dangerous for the people. And so he's doing the special light saying, oh, my gosh, the people are so terrified that if they call the police in this county, it might be the conspiracy cop. So it's that kind of thing that Channel 5 is allowing there in Nashville. And he's actually going after legal hearing to take his badge and gun, to take him out of law enforcement, take his livelihood. Of course, he's a good cop, so all that stuff is failing. But then what happened next was the reporter shifted his accusation. Now it's no longer about the politics of the one cop, something the cop said on a podcast years ago. Now it's about the operation. And so the reporter goes after the chief of police and starts trying to smear the chief of police. Then he gets wind, oh, there's a detective in charge of the operation against the pedophile. So then he goes after the lead detective. Well, hold on a minute. The whole thing started with, it was about the politics of the assistant chief years ago. So he's all over the place, this reporter. His original narrative fell apart, and he's clearly naked in his aggression and his agenda to stop the operation. So twice he's gone after the badge and gun of the assistant chief. Now he's got Tennessee Bureau of Investigation investigating the detective And he's doing a whole series saying the whole police department's under threat and it's horrible and all that kind of stuff. And that's not really true. There's one specific thing that they're looking into on the lead detective, and I think they're going to find that that's fine as well, and it's all going to be okay. But it's all the public perception and smear campaign by the reporter. So that's what's really unfolding there. It's like you jab this nasty demonic squid right in the eye with a spear, and it just squeals and hisses and screeches and spews its blood and venom everywhere in protest, because the evil does not want to be seen. This swamp does not want to be drained, and this child trafficking network does not want to be caught and stopped, because their revenue that they launder through multiple means, including real estate, you know, multi-billion dollar real estate loan fraud in Maricopa County, Arizona, and in Nashville, Tennessee. They don't want that caught because they're funding their corrupt politicians with it. So the people that are ruining our country are funded to a lot larger degree than the American people would ever realize through porn and through child trafficking and through real estate money laundering. And so a lot of that is their money. So we stepped on their money. So these 70 arrests in Nashville really threatened the deep old money and the crime cabal around Nashville and the new industry they're trying to create. They're trying to create essentially the new Vegas there in Nashville for the entertainment and the corporate meetings and all that kind of stuff, the trade shows and all the entertainment that goes along with that, including the child trafficking and all that to entertain the corrupt that'll be there. So they're trying to set it all up, and it's becoming more and more corrupt. So I think we've stepped on that, and who knows how many of those crime syndicate members will catch in those 70 warrants, and they're panicking, and that's where the reporter comes in. He's complicit, and his job is to protect the crime there. That's why he's losing his mind. It's just bizarre to observe.
This is all bizarre, and I really want to get down to the bottom of it. Can you stay for the whole hour? I'm not sure if we had you for the hour or 30 minutes. Can you stay for the whole hour, Craig?
I can.
Okay, cause, yep. Thank you.
I already booked for that.
Okay, good, because I want to hear more about this and get to the bottom of this. And I guess the question is, and this sort of crops up a lot, is it's like these guys, these cops, they've got a job. They've sworn an oath. Why does it matter to them what the media is saying, especially if it's lies? If they've got 70 warrants, why aren't they just serving the warrants? And, you know, this guy can babble on Channel 5 all he wants, but why is that stopping the police from serving warrants if they have them in their possession ready to go?
Yeah, so whoever is working there at the city council, these hearings that they're able to bring, and the fact that the Tennessee Bureau of Investigations has been brought in has caused them to have to hit the pause on serving these warrants, because they want to make sure the warrants stay clean and nothing is out of place. Like I said, these are good cops. So the whole process is kind of on hold. So it does beg the question, how the heck is any news reporter, especially one that's behaving that way, how is he able to disrupt and interfere with law enforcement operations? And I say it's obstruction of justice, because how many children have these 70 predators raped in the last 2.5 months since this operation? Right. So most of them should have already been arrested by now. How many children are being harmed because of this reporter's antics? This is real. These are real people. And they say that it's the average number of children that they harm is 70 each. So
70 each?
Times 71 is 4,970 children hanging in the balance.
Whoa.
According to what this reporter does.
This sounds like a massive cover up. More on the other side with Craig Sawyer, vetsforchildrescue.org. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot, who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt, so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Finally, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock and now available for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This specially formulated drink mix gives your body the essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other beneficial compounds that support optimum health. Vitamin Mineral Fusion goes above and beyond the standard of vitamins and trace minerals. Our exclusive formula is loaded with 34 key ingredients, including vitamin C, E, D, B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, CoQ10, alpha-lipoic acid, folic acid riboflavin, and much more. Aside from bolstering your bodily functions, this drink mix is naturally delicious. And unlike capsules and vitamin pills, it's truly a pleasure to the taste buds. So if you haven't already, mix it up and take your health to the next level with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts, carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. This is the American Journal on InfoWars.com, band.video. Remember to go to InfoWarsStore.com to support everything that we do here, including the great guests that we get, making a major and positive difference in the world through their activism. Craig Sawyer is my guest. He's a Marine veteran, former Navy SEAL, sniper, and combat instructor. His resume goes on and on. He's taken that skill to apply it to the best possible thing you could be doing right now, which is rescuing children from child trafficking networks. Vets4childrescue.org. That's vets, the number 4, childrescue.org, and tacticalinsider.com are the websites where you can support Craig and watch what he's doing. They've had 26 convictions, a 100% success rate in taking down their the criminals that they are going after who are abusing children. So the music was playing there at the end. I think I may have misheard you. There are 70 warrants out for child abuse in Nashville, Tennessee. They're not being served. Did you say the average number of victims was 7 or 70?
According to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, the average number of children that a child predator harms in their lifetime is 70. So they like to be in positions of unsupervised access to children.
Wow.
So they want to be scout leaders. They want to be Sunday school teachers. They want to be babysitters, what have you. And they abuse those trusted positions to abuse the children.
Yeah.
And so some get caught immediately because they're very, you know, for whatever reasons, and others never get caught and they harm hundreds of children in their lifetime. So they say the average they estimate is 70. And so those 71 predators, those we've got one arrest there and 70 more warrants. So our standard for arrest is very, very high. That's why we have a 100% conviction rate. Nobody that we've arrested has ever gotten off because we already have the evidence so damning. It's so clear before we ever even bring them in that it's done. And so those 71, if you multiply that by 70, well, that's 4,970 children, almost 5,000 children whose lives hang in the balance. They'll either be raped, tortured, murdered, or not, according to whether or not these prisoner or these predators taken off the street. So what is this reporter and those that are helping him, what are they trying to do by unleashing these predators and leaving them out there upon the children? They're aggressive. We showed the chats on the phone with law enforcement. Hey, here's the nature of the chat. Read it. And they were brought to tears. And we're talking about military veteran law enforcement.
Wow.
We're brought to tears. And it brings all of us to tears when you see the aggression and the callousness and the precious, innocent little children. These aren't dating apps or dating sites. These are just little neighborhood apps where a child's like, hi, I'm Sally and I'm new to the neighborhood or whatever. And when you see dozens, within minutes, dozens of male predators stalking and engaging in vile conversations with these children, it breaks your heart because you realize this is happening everywhere. There, it's just the internet is saturated with them, and they'll come within minutes, no matter where you are. You don't think that your county is immune because this is everywhere. It's very pervasive. And again, I think the good news has to be that we can do something about it. We should do something about it. And right now, evil's prevailing while good men do nothing. We can't turn away and say, oh, that's painful. Oh, harm the children. I just can't. That's what's happening right now, and that's how we got here. The crooks kind of have the run of the game field, if you will.
Right.
Well, you're going to forfeit the game if you don't step out on the field and engage the enemy. And not everybody has to put on body armor with us and kick doors or arrest the pedophiles or engage them up close and personally, face to face. But you can share our documentary, Contraland,
mm-hmm.
and let people know how this happens and how it got here and what you can do about it. You can hound your elected officials. You can make a phone call. You can send them letters. You can protest. You can engage in lawful activities that bring about a safer, more productive, more legitimate USA. Because
yeah.
right now, when we forfeit, we're getting trounced. The other side is just having their way with us, and it's not working.
And that's the strange part is, you know, the classic quote, you know, good men do nothing. But it seems like in this situation, you've got good men that are ready and willing to put their lives on the line. They're trying to do something, and they're being stopped from doing anything. So it's not even like they're apathetic. They're actively being curtailed. They're being prevented from doing this. And, you know, what you say about the fact that dozens of men will approach a little girl the instant she's online, that was one of the most shocking things to me interviewing Alex Rosen years ago about the predator-poacher thing is, you know, I'm sort of like, so how long does it take for you to get somebody? And he said, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. If you have a public profile as an underage girl, you are going to get predators trying to get you. And it usually is within a couple of minutes. I mean, it's one of those things where people think like, well, it can't happen to my – no, if your kid is online, and somebody can talk to them, they're going to be talked to by people with bad intentions. And that's just a fact. You have to police your kids' internet activity very, very stridently. If you care about them, and you know, this isn't like a, you know, you have a responsibility as a parent. You have to, you know, provide oversight because kids don't know any better. And these predators are very sophisticated in a lot of ways.
Yeah, some of them are. Yeah, they run counter surveillance when they come for the kids. I mean, we've seen all kind of things because we have an intel team. We have drones up. We're watching in a lot of different ways and observe their behavior. And you can tell when they're more seasoned at it. They're running several measures to try to keep from getting caught.
Wow.
And it's just dark. But I mean, look, in our first operation in Connecticut, we ran one local ad, not a national, not a global ad, a local ad for one 12-year-old girl. And in 30 days, 5,000 predators hit that ad seeking sex with that girl. 5,000 in 30 days. Just as one example, they come within seconds, certainly within minutes, there'll be men approaching your child if your child is online, unsupervised, and they don't know how to deal with it. The executive faculty function of the human brain is not fully developed until the age of 23 to 25 now, they're saying at least.
Right.
So people are maturing much more slowly now. And our kids, you know, aren't out there doing what we were at their age yet. It's just a slower process. And so children are not ready for this. They can't advocate for themselves against a full-grown predatory adult. So,
right.
You know, I understand Kamala Harris's running mate, VP now, he's advocating for the normalization of child sex, which means he's on the other side. He's a predator, and he wants children raped. And he doesn't understand or doesn't care that it's deeply traumatizing for them. Children cannot comprehend sex.
Right.
They're not wired for it. They're not ready. It's not intended for them. And to do so, to engage with them is deeply traumatizing. And we know that by interviewing so many of the survivors in their adulthood. 20, 30, 40 years later, they can tell you exactly, they can articulate to you how it impacted them. And it's horrific. It's not okay. It'll never be okay.
Yeah.
And they can't add that to the list of perversions. We always say, you know, we don't care what people do with each other, between consenting adults. But when you drag a child into it, it's never going to be okay because the child can't advocate for themselves.
And that's what I was wondering. I know we have a clip explaining the situation more. We'll get to that on the other side of a quick commercial break. We got to go to in about 60 seconds. But how much are these conversations facilitated by, you know, supposed LGBTQ outreach? I mean, it seems like if you're waving a rainbow flag, you can talk to kids about their sexuality and pretend it's not perverted and weird. I mean, how much is the LGBTQ movement contributing to little kids getting talked to about sex online?
Well, I would say it's bad. You know, the drag queen story hour is an abomination.
Yeah.
It's horrible. And that's why they keep it such a secret from the parents. But there's a group called Gays Against Groomers.
Yeah, no, they're great.
And they're against that. And I celebrate that. You know, that's a good thing. So,
yeah,
you know, it's just a process.
It's totally sick what's going on. We'll show you the video clip and talk more about this with Craig Sawyer on the other side, betsforchildrescue.org.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys for our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements. Our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, This is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Body's, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWarsMD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. When you know the truth about child trafficking, it's a sobering reality to accept that this is going on, and it's so difficult to combat for some reason with the combined forces of law enforcement and the media, and yet it continues on rampantly. It's comforting knowing that there are people fighting back against this with such vigor and really treating it with the appropriate outrage that it deserves. Craig Sawyer is, of course, leading this fight. He's a Marine veteran, former Navy SEAL sniper and combat instructor. VetsForChildRescue.org. That's number four. Vets, the number four, ChildRescue.org. TacticalInsider.com is where you can go to find more, find out about this and contribute and help out in any way that you can. Contraland is their documentary showing some of this stuff happening behind the scenes. I know we have a video clip here. It's about a minute, 40 seconds. Craig, do you want to set it up for us? What are we about to watch here?
Well, there are a lot of people paying attention to what this reporter's doing. And so there was one group of careful lawyers that put together a compilation, really, of some of this reporter's work. And this kind of shows you how overboard he's gone to try to make his point. It just kind of, I think it's revealing of his agenda. And that's really what you're looking at there.
Okay, let's watch.
Child predator sting run by the department. The DA, whose district includes Robertson County, requested the help from the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation after seeing my investigations. 2 months ago, Millersville conspiracy cop Sean Taylor teamed up with a controversial group, Veterans for Child Rescue, that claims to have experience running stings searching for child sex predators.
Williams has a history of reporting illegitimate stories. News Channel 5 has to remove reports that are deceptively edited. It just goes on and on. Williams investigation now attacks Veterans for Child Rescue. To date, accomplished 27 arrests, 87 warrants, 100% conviction rate. Is Williams biased reporting protecting child predators? Now, for news anchor. Center of accusations of child abuse. Grand jury indicted Solomon on 16 counts. Williams denies alleged claims of relationship with pedophile Aaron Solomon. Can Philip Williams really be trusted to tell the truth? Wow, what a tangled web, man. What a nest of corruption you're dealing with there. My goodness. And for our radio listeners, You got to go watch this video. This will be up on Band.video later because I wasn't able to read all the headlines in time. You got to read what was just put on screen because that was that's troubling stuff, Greg.
you can't write it. You can't make it up, you know. I mean, one of the things that this reporter was accusing the conspiracy cop of just being unhinged and out of his mind for saying is that a certain individual was corrupt. Well, yesterday that individual was raided by the FBI and his devices were seized. But
really?
So the conspiracy cop is merely just telling the truth about what he knows in his investigations against organized crime there. But according to the reporter, the conspiracy cop is unhinged and out of his mind, but he's right. It's no different than what Alex has gone through. Alex has been speaking the truth for 30 years now, and you know, people don't like it, but he keeps being proven right again and again. So it's the same thing with this cop. He's just telling the people the evidence that he knows, and he keeps being vindicated and proven correct. So it's just the reporter doesn't like it. So, you know, you'll see the Grant Solomon murder case. So Grant Solomon was a beloved young baseball player. His sister and his mom, good Christian people. His father, apparently a narcissist. He was a reporter. And most people there believe that he murdered his son, Grant. His son, Grant, was tired of the father. The allegations are that the father was raping the daughter and the son, and that the son was going to expose his father when he turned 18. And sure enough, he turned up dead. And the death was highly suspicious. And a lot of people around Nashville are very upset that Aaron Solomon seemingly skipped away with no investigation. It was all just whitewashed. Oh, yeah, nothing to be seen here. And then so people are saying, look into the relationship between Aaron Solomon and this reporter that's going after law enforcement now. So the Phil Williams. And so are they, in fact, in a romantic relationship? Well, that's, that's for people to unpack and discover there locally in Nashville. We're told it's not that well of a kept secret there locally. But, you know, those are things that I think the people around Nashville, it's your town, Nashville. It's your children. It's your safety. And you do have to get to the bottom of this, and you have to assert yourself, because the other side's, they're being very aggressive. It's smearing others and getting law enforcement turned against each other. And until the citizens stand up and demand a cleanup, it won't happen. Right. It'll only get worse. So, but we stepped on their money there, and so they're squealing about it.
Right, and that makes so much sense. If they're trying to turn Nashville into Vegas 2.0, you're talking about billions of dollars a year. That'd be at risk if it's exposed. There's all this corruption and you know, brands don't want to be associated, so they don't go here. So they're very incentivized to cover this up and make sure, you know, they don't get the bad press about this. But that was my sort of final question here as we come to the end of our conversation. I wish we could go on for longer because every one of these things we could go on for hours about. But what can people do if they're in Nashville, you know, for our listeners in Nashville right now in Tennessee, what do you call on them to do? Because obviously they can go to vetsforchildrescue.org. They can contribute to your fight. But, you know, what else can they do to bring awareness that this is happening in their locality?
Well, they really have to get together with the FBI to come in, and whether or not they can get any joy there remains to be seen anymore. But I think they're, you know, I always tag in Homeland Security Investigations because they do some really good counter-trafficking work. U.S. Marshals Service does a lot of good counter-child trafficking work. And, you know, the Bureau still makes some pretty good raids and rescues. And so I would say the people need to network their intelligence, their network, their information, and their evidence against the organized crime there, and unite, because divided we fall, folks. Mm-hmm. So there are activist groups that are upset about Grant Solomon's murder and all that cover up, and for the sister as well, and then the abused mother. And it's bad what happened to that family. So that's one family around which I think a lot of good people can rally and start demanding answers. And I think a good faith investigation on that case would start unraveling the whole can of worms there.
You know, there have been other cases that have sort of a similar style, where a murderer that didn't quite get the attention it deserved and the family wanted more, but they never got the press they needed. And then like a podcast will come out where it'll be a whole podcast where the reporter just dedicates themselves to investigating this one crime. And it often has major positive impacts where the case gets more media attention and then it gets picked up, it gets reopened, it gets investigated, and they actually get closure. I wonder if there's not a local Tennessee, you know, independent reporter out there that can start digging into this, because it seems like this is just, it seems like a gold mine of corruption. It seems like once you start digging, you're going to uncover more and more. And once you start untangling this web, who knows what spiders you'll catch. So I hope that maybe our listeners can pick up the torch and start digging into this info. Obviously, we're not calling for you to do anything about this other than speak out and try to get the authorities to do something about it. We don't want any vigilante activity on our behalf, but certainly research and information. Anything else you would suggest people do, Craig?
I would say, where are the churches? My gosh, the church, if they united and they activated at exposing what's going on, they just inform their people about what's going on against the precious little children around Nashville. Man, that's a huge power base. And I think they have the responsibility to inform their people and ignite them to be part of the positive solution, bring truth. But it seems like the churches have been neutered now. Wow. They're so beholden to the IRS and that nonprofit status, they don't dare speak anything controversial against the political correct mechanism that's controlling everything. But I think we need to use church to alert people and stand up for what's right. And that would be a huge turnaround. So if you're in churches around Nashville, please make them aware of what's going on. And charge your leadership. Challenge them to be part of the solution, man.
Yeah, there's nothing political about this. It's about rescuing kids.
Exactly.
We all love hearing about Paul's letters to the Corinthians, but there's evil going on right now that the church can be fighting against, and you're absolutely right. They are utterly failing to activate their congregations to actually oppose this true evil that's confronting us. Craig Sawyer, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for everything that you do at vetsforchildrescue.org, tacticalinsider.com. Keep up the great work, and I hope to have you on again when this whole thing is solved and the warrants are served.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. Infowars.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight.
And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal. Third hour is on. I'm still sort of reeling from that conversation we just had with Craig Sawyer. So much can be expanded on here. Even just the concept that being concerned about child trafficking somehow makes you a QAnon, tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorist. I mean, it just relates to so much stuff that we've talked about recently. When I talked about the... I guess I did a video of this on Twitter. I didn't talk about this on the show very much, but the example I was using was the show The Boys, where you've got this character who's like the QAnon grifter lady, and she's talking about Pizzagate. And the other character's going, who believes this crap? And it's like the character saying who believes this crap was literally the victim of a child trafficking network ring. Like in one scene, she is having flashbacks to when she was a child trafficking victim who was being experimented on. And in the next scene, she's saying, who believes this crap? This doesn't actually exist. And I know it's just a show, but it represents the mindset of the liberals who, like, if you actually talk to them and go, you know, children are trafficked, right? You know, there are rings that traffic children for sex and all sorts of other disturbing things. Of course it's true. Of course they know it's real. It's undeniable. It's reported constantly. Stings happening and reports from the Internet Abuse Bureaus where they're saying 100 million images are shared, reported, not just shared, reported in a single year. Like, it's so strange. It's so strange that they have somehow convinced people that know fully well that this actually exists, that caring about it is a conspiracy theory, that actually thinking something could be done about it makes you an idiot. It's very strange. It's a very strange mindset for them to have. But they absolutely do. And it just makes me want to, you know, expand on other instances where we know stuff like this has happened. Of course, whistleblowers from the Border Patrol saying I was forced to give children to strangers who I had no way to verify it was who I was supposed to be giving them to. Last week, an illegal immigrant was arrested and charged because he got a little girl pregnant, a girl that had been given to him because he was the responsible party. He was the person that, you know, Border Patrol gave. Border Patrol literally supplied a child sex slave to an illegal immigrant. That's what happened. I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, that's what's going on, and apparently caring about it is bad and makes you a dangerous conspiracy theorist. And just goes on and on. I'm going to open up the phone lines for your calls this hour. I'm going to show you a bunch of videos. I have a lot of videos to get to. Really explaining that what's happening in the UK is the ultimate expression of the info war, and how the major, overwhelming, overriding concern for the UK elite, the establishment, their number one priority is silencing people talking about what's going on. They don't want to fix what's going on. They want it to go on without anybody knowing enough to stop them and protest and to stand up against them. And it really is this constant theme of this show, where it's like they've got these evil plans, And their only concern is that those plans continue. And it's whether it's the transgenderism agenda and they'll let your daughters get raped, or the migrant agenda and they'll let 100,000 kids get raped. Like, none of it matters to them as long as it can happen silently, quietly, and in the background. As long as their outrages aren't known about or spoken about or protested against, then they're happy. And that's the only thing that matters to them. They're more outraged at people being quote-unquote racist than little kids being stabbed. You think that's an exaggeration? Clearly not. They're clearly more mad about the one thing than the other. More active, more engaged about racism than they are about murder. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Yeah. Welcome back to The American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. Go ahead and open up the phone lines for your calls now. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. We talk about what's going on in the UK, because it seems like the riots are tapering off. And yet the outrage from the media class is expanding. And they are getting desperate. And their number one overriding sole concern is that people are talking about it. People are discussing what's happening, and that to them is unacceptable. Again, we're in this sort of situation, I feel, where it's all so absurdly obvious. It's difficult to even, like, It's weird. It seems kind of sort of contradictory. It's so obvious, it's hard to explain. I give out the number 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Let's go ahead and go to just some of these clips. We'll go first to clip number 4. This is the type of discussion that's being had on mainstream media in Britain about the riots. Riots, I remind you, that are probably a decade too late. We're probably a decade out from when these should have happened, when this outrage and this resistance should have kicked off. Might be too late now. It might have gone on for too long. But it seems like finally this stabbing was the tipping point. And I think it has to, and you know, people are suspicious of this because apparently Britain said it would stop arming Israel, and then immediately there's this big, you know, outbreak where now everybody's mad at the Muslims. I don't think this has to do with that. I mean, I think it has to do a little bit with it. I think people are sick of the protests from the Palestinians and the Muslims and the whoever else. I think they're sick of the different way that these protests are treated from the pro-Hamas ones. I think that's part of it. I think the people of Ireland standing up, as Ireland sort of late to the party when in terms of immigration, right? They flooded Germany and France and England before they set their sights on Ireland. And Ireland, with a history of resisting colonialism, resisting imperialism from the UK and others, didn't sit quietly by in the way that their European cousins did. And so I think the, you know, pushback from Ireland, which was and is still being carried out in a very comparatively sophisticated way, right? It's more sophisticated, it's more intelligent, it's more strategic to, if you're going to burn down a migrant center, you do it before the migrants get put there, and you just stop the bureaucratic process in its tracks. If you're at the UK and you're trying to burn down a migrant center with migrants in it, you're not getting any sympathy. You're not gathering people to your cause. You're not even stopping, you know, what's happening. The migrants are already there. So the way Ireland did it and is doing it is doing a lot better. But I think all of this contributed to the atmosphere that caused these riots to break out at this time and not any time earlier. And so, you know, all this, this preamble is to say that this is a obviously very real problem. It's obviously a very legitimate concern for the people of the UK that their children are getting stabbed at summer camp. Yeah, that's something that's valid to be concerned about. And yet the UK establishment is desperate to shut down discussion of this. Let's go to clip number four.
I think so. I think we should stop it. It's only a temporary measure in order to limit the spread of inflammatory information, misinformation as well, mm-hmm. across the United Kingdom at this point. And I think we should focus on keeping people safe and communities safe as well. So my point is just that.
Yeah, we got to keep people safe. We can't have this inflammatory information getting out. It's the truth. It's real information, but it might make some people mad. So we have to hide it from them. The discussion now is about two-tier policing. And it is ironic because the leftist media has whined and complained and raged about two-tier policing that doesn't exist for a very long time, right? The claims of how white people are treated differently than black people. Not really. Actually, that... there's no proof of that, and all the evidence that's ever been gathered shows that's not true. But they've reported that breathlessly for years. Now that it's actually happening in a very real way, they're saying it's racist to point it out. You just can't win with these people. You really can't. Let's go now to clip number 18, where the police chief in Birmingham admits that there's a two-tier policing policy. Let's watch.
Such a low-key, shall we say, police presence. Because, I mean, clearly your officers were there, but they were not visible, and yet there were an awful lot of people out and an awful lot of people who were armed with various weapons.
So we have really strong business and community relations, and because we were aware through intelligence that there was a potential protest through that misinformation yesterday, we had the opportunity to meet with community leaders, with business leaders, prior to that event to kind of understand the style of policing that we needed to deliver during the course of that operation. So we knew that there was going to be a large amount of people out on that counter-protest. We knew who the vast majority of those people were. We'd had conversations in terms of what that was likely to look like. And so our policing response was commensurate to that intelligence and the information that we'd held with our partners and communities prior to that event taking place.
Even given there were so many of them clearly armed, I mean, would you do the same if it was an EDL-type situation?
So we policed in response to the intelligence that we received at that moment in time. What I would say is that the vast majority of people that attended that protest yesterday did so law-abidingly, and they did it with the right intentions. There were just a small minority of people that attended there and were intent on causing either criminality, disorder or fear within our communities. What we saw was a response from our communities where they were trying to kind of make sure that that was policed within themselves as well and trying to deter people from taking part in that disorder. And as a result, we've been able to go on, gather that evidence, gather that information. We have made arrests. Well, we've made an arrest this afternoon. We continue to try and make arrests in terms of those people that were involved in those disorders yesterday.
See, so it's all fine, folks. It's all fine. The counter protest he was talking about, the protest he was discussing, was the video that we showed yesterday in Birmingham of mobs of masked Muslims, some of them carrying literal spears and swords, beating the crap out of English people who were at a pub, just wandering around, tearing people out of cars and beating people in restaurants. Just going out of clip number 17. Here's the same guy, just making it very clear that when it comes to the Muslim community, the UK police are terrified of actually enforcing anything. So they don't. Let's go to clip 17.
What we saw was a response from our communities where they were trying to kind of make sure that that was policed within themselves as well and trying to deter people from taking part in that disorder.
Our Muslim community, our communities are policing themselves. In other words, they're not being policed. Do you now have a police force in the UK that is essentially, for all intents and purposes, announcing that they're only going to go after white criminals? That the non-white criminals are being policed by their own community? Which they're not. Which they're not being policed, right? I mean, are we confused by this? Now, the good news is that this is getting so bad. The response from Keir Starmer, the PM, has been so egregious that people are actually speaking out against it, including one of the victims of the stabbing. Clip number 11 here. This was one of the people that was working at the camp. He was stabbed in the leg by the guy while he was trying to stop him and you know, took this injury in the process of rescuing more little girls from being stabbed. And he, in a very British way, and it's weird because it's like when you watch clips from British media, their censorship is very, like, peculiar, strange. It's very strange. It's very intricate. And you can hear the way they talk. Everybody is afraid of saying things the wrong way. And this is a real, you know, threat of limiting the First Amendment, limiting free speech. Not so much that you just can't say things entirely, but like everything you say has to be, it's almost like a game they're playing. Where there was a clip yesterday, one of the hosts of Lotus Eaters, and he's saying, you know, there are two sides to this conflict. There's the ethnic Brits and the non-ethnic Brits, which is obvious and imminently observable and just doesn't even need to be said. But then there's this big conflict where the guy he's debating is saying, like, you can't say that. You're not allowed to say that. That's racial framing. And it's like very, they have to say it in a certain way. And so you'll see some of that here too. This guy just got stabbed by some Rwandan dude. And even he is like a little bit careful about the words that he chooses, how he expresses himself. And you can see the way that, like, if you just make it illegal to express certain ideas, you just crush the entire conversation completely. You can never get to the truth. You can never get to any, you know, real solution to this. But here's the victim of the stabbing attack talking about the abysmal response from his own government. Let's watch.
I actually don't think that the trouble in the riots has got anything at all to do with the Southport stabbings. There appears to be a strong undercurrent of discontent for some time about the levels of immigration, and this is just a catalyst or a trigger, but I don't think it's the root cause. And I'm not particularly politically motivated, but I do get dismayed when I hear Keir Starmer and Yvette Cooper talking about, you know, the police are going to come down with the full force of the law, etc., on these people. But they're not actually talking about the root cause, and they need to start listening and understanding that they need to address the cause rather than the symptoms. Putting these guys in prison isn't going to deal with the sort of core issues. As I don't condone the violence, but there's an awful lot of unhappy people in this country at the moment that want something to be done, and I don't think until they start to address that, the government start to address that, that this problem's going to go away.
And they're absolutely not addressing the concerns of the British people at all. In fact, they're calling those concerns hateful and seeking to brutally shut them down. Jeremy Clarkson, a very popular television host in the UK, has spoken up about this from Wide Awake Media. Jeremy Clarkson tells Two-Tier Keir why, that's what they're calling him, Two-Tier Keir, why, if he doesn't calm down the rhetoric, we could be heading for some real trouble. He says this, quote, "When I lived in London's Notting Hill working in the media, I was a Remainer, so were all my friends. It literally didn't occur to us as we sat there in our agreeable houses eating agreeable food that somebody might vote to leave. And I think the same thing is happening again. Today, I'm surrounded by farmers and plasterers and brickies and butchers, and all I hear all day long is that there's too much immigration. But if I say this out loud, or if they go on a march, they are told by the London elite that they are far-right extremists or racist thugs. For the most part, they're not. They're just people who know that they have to shut up when the last post is played and that a cheese rolling down a hill is funny. There was a time when you'd call them the salt of the earth. But Sir Starmer doesn't seem to have grasped this. He's surrounded by people who see nothing wrong with immigration, and he's got it into his head, as I did with Brexit, that anyone who disagrees with him must be some kind of Trump nut. The fact is, though, that 4 million people voted for reform, more than voted for Brexit, and he's pissing them off by labeling them as modern-day Hitlers. I therefore suggest that both he and his friends at the BBC calm down the rhetoric, or we could be heading for some real trouble." Now, their rhetoric is only becoming more extreme, more, you know, violent and despicable. And the only calming down they're trying to do is by literally silencing and charging criminally people who are speaking about what's going on. Just a little reminder here of what is actually happening, because the victim was right. This is not so much about this one stabbing. Obviously, 12 little girls being stabbed and three of them dying is more than enough reason to rise up. But when you look at the full scale of the invasion, again, this should have happened 10 years ago. As the white proportion of the UK dropped by nearly 10% in 20 years, the rape rates have soared over 400% in the same period, from AF Post. 400% higher. 10% of their population replaced in 20 years. Just coincidence, I'm sure, right? The grooming gang scandal. As much attention as it's gotten, I still don't think it's understood just how bad it was and is. Bradford victim says care home knew of grooming. This is a story from a decade ago, September 2014. And this is one that I've talked about, but I wanted to actually give you the BBC report, in case you thought I was exaggerating or something. A 21-year-old woman was told how she was sexually abused while in a Bradford care home over a period of 6 years. Care homes are government-run orphanages. Jane, not her real name, said she was 13 years old when the abuse started, and the staff knew she was at risk of grooming. She said her abusers were men of Pakistani heritage, and care home staff would see the older men arrive and tell her to, quote, go out and see them. Report author Professor Alexis Jay said the girls as young as 11 were raped by large numbers of male perpetrators. At least 1,400 children were sexually exploited in Rotherham alone by gangs of predominantly Pakistani origin, of men predominantly Pakistani origin, between 1997 and 2013. And they say,
just really get your mind, get this in your mind. You've got an orphanage
with like 11 and 13 year old girls, and the people who run the orphanage are likely of Pakistani descent themselves. They're in on this.
I mean, the quote there, they would see the men show up and the care staff, the care home staff would tell them to go out and see them. So you've got people getting jobs in orphanages in the UK who are then treating the parentless children as prostitutes and sending them out nightly with Pakistani adult men who then return the girls, you know, in the middle of the night, drugged and bruised and raped and drunk. And then it happens again. And they feared stopping this because it would be racist. It's like, you think you know how bad it is. 10 years ago, this was happening at an industrial scale. They knew about it and they allowed it to happen. Over and over and over again. One interesting aspect of this, which I think maybe doesn't have the same impact as he thinks, the former First Minister of Scotland, Humza Yousaf, something, had this to say, clip number 5, about what's going on in the UK. And I remind you, this is the person we've played the clips before. Maybe we'll have to pull him in. Whereas as the First Minister of Scotland, he just would get up and go, there's too many white people. Too many white people have jobs. I come into my office and I see nothing but white faces, and that's horrible. Just like an open racist. I mean, you just cannot imagine this happening the other way around. Nobody else would put up with it. Here's what he had to say about the riots in the UK, clip number 5.
What has the last week felt like?
It's felt utterly horrendous. It is a strange feeling, John, when your very sense of belonging is questioned. Look, I'm, as you've said in the introduction, I'm about as Scottish as they come. Born in Scotland, raised in Scotland, educated in Scotland. Just welcomed my third child here in Scotland. Was the leader of the Scottish government for just over a year. Leader of the Scottish National Party. You cut me open and I'm about as Scottish as you come. But the truth of the matter is, I don't know whether the future for me and my wife and my three children is going to be here in Scotland or the United Kingdom, or indeed in Europe and the West, because I have for some time really worried about the rise of Islamophobia. I wrote a column about it actually just about a month ago, the rise of the far right driven by Islamophobia in Europe, UK and the West. And we are now seeing the culmination of not years, actually decades of anti-migrant, anti-Muslim rhetoric being normalised in the political discourse, now playing out in the most horrendous, violent way possible. And that genuinely makes me question whether or not my family has an existence here in the UK or not. And by the way, I'm not the only one. I've had hundreds of messages from the Muslim community saying the exact same thing.
I find that really shocking that you would say that you think you may not be able to stay in the UK now, even though this is where you were born, this is your passport. I mean, where would you go?
Well, exactly that point. You know, when I was younger, I used to laugh at my dad because he'd also created these Pakistani identity cards, the Pakistani passports. And he said, you just never know, son, one day we might need to leave this country. We'd laugh at him. And genuinely, I feel bad now. Maybe we would laugh at my dad and say, what a ridiculous suggestion. Now I'm thinking, well, actually, maybe it wasn't such a ridiculous suggestion. I have no idea where. By the way, I don't want to go. Let me just make that abundantly clear. Scotland is the country I love, and the United Kingdom over the decades, of course, complicated history around race.
What you're hearing now is a conversation that would never be had by a Scottish person. No, there's no Scottish people whose dads are preparing their Pakistani passports to return home. Because Scotland is where they live and where all of their ancestors lived, and it's their home, and they have nowhere else to go. So I don't think this is having quite the positive effect Humza thought it would. He's just as Scottish as everybody else, but he might just go home to Pakistan if things don't turn around. Yeah, that's not something Scottish people do because they aren't from Pakistan. It makes no sense. They're invaders. And they should go home.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you to always remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
Please listen closely, because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt, so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. We got to your calls here. I just want to go to one more video. We do. In fact, while we bring that in, I want to show you another video. This is of the protest. We'll go to clip number 15 here, but let's keep the audio down because there's lots of curse words. We'll just play it as B-roll. What he actually filmed, this is in Liverpool, England. The police are deliberately guiding far-left protesters towards the far-right protesters. So this is the, as deemed by the government, right? So over on the right are the nationalist, populist, you know, English people protesting their dispossession and the rape and murder of their children. On the left are the communist globalist agitators, and the police are allowing them to confront each other. They're setting up the conflict, same way they did in Charlottesville, same way that they did over and over with any sort of Trump gathering and Antifa. They're setting up the conflict to then take advantage of it. And the ultimate outcome of this, in their minds, the best possible thing they can get from all this is total thought control over the people, total top-down information control. And if we have that video now, we'll go to, this is actually a member of parliament, Stella Creasy. She's talking to some of the mob yesterday, and she's very angry that Tommy Robinson hasn't been arrested yet. Tommy Robinson, I remind you, in a completely different country. He's in Cyprus. Throughout all of this, he's been tweeting videos of what's going on, and that's all. He's called for peace. He's called for calm. He's not advocated violence. But when violence has happened, he's showed videos of it and said, here's what's going on. Here's videos of Muslim gangs attacking people in a pub for no reason. Here's a video of the Muslim gangs with literal swords walking around hunting people. They want to be able to commit crimes and have the biological weapons they've imported commit crimes. And they want you to not know about it. And it really is as simple as that. Let's go now to this video. This is a member of parliament saying what she thinks is going on here. Let's watch.
They're going to be saying that everyone commit crime. No, I'm joking.
I love what you're saying. For me, suggests that if we stayed in the European Union, issuing a European arrest warrant for Tommy Robinson would be a hell of a lot easier. I'll tell you that.
Pause it.
One of the reasons I've been fighting Brexit.
In case you can't hear it, she just said, if we were in the European Union, it would have been a hell of a lot easier to get a European arrest warrant and Tommy Robinson would be arrested right now. Darn, Brexit is stopping us from arresting political dissidents. Darn it. I guess democracy's evil. Let's go back. So she's very openly fantasizing about using an international body to arrest political dissidents in other countries because they're showing video of what's happening on their streets. Let's go back to the video.
But if he was Muslim, they would have got him by now.
She's such a good person. Yeah, we can take it down. But that was the important part, right? Oh, if we were in the EU, it'd be so easy to get an EU arrest warrant for Tommy Robinson. Yeah, you guys could go and attack anybody and nobody would know about it if stupid Tommy Robinson wasn't spreading the videos. So they're very, very desperate to shut down anybody discussing this, even though it's actually happening and very real and obvious. Go to Jenny in Baltimore. Wants to call about the UK. Go ahead, Jenny, you're on the air.
Good day. Yeah, the idea of these protests is getting ridiculously out of hand, especially with the free speech concerns. I mean, the crime and violence, we've been used to this in America since the 70s, especially in the cities. You know, if these people were, you know, use this crime and violence against the Zionists or the Jihads or the Jesuits, you know, things would be a lot different. You know, unhappy people, you know, addressing the cause I heard you guys talk about earlier, you know, the leaders are not listening or addressing concerns to the people. Obviously, here in America, where we are supposed to be the ideal of that, of course, it's not going on anywhere else because we're supposed to be the ideal of that. Mm-hmm. And the leaders are either aren't listening or they don't care. You know, and good and evil are not opposites. I remember in college in the 90s in D.C., I protested against the oil wars and, you know, chanted, no blood for oil. And I had these, like, American fascists, I thought, staring at me saying, you don't know what you're talking about. And they were right, because oil is an infinite resource, and I was an idiot.
But it was fun to protest. There was no violence. There was no crime, you know, and I could do it and I could say the F word and I could be in front of the White House, which I can't be anymore because they blocked it all up.
Right.
And then I also protested apartheid peacefully. And now there's a statue of Nelson Mandela in D.C. in front of the embassy, you know, but those were peaceful protests and I could get angry. I could be as loud as I wanted, you know, but the crime and violence that's happening now is just out of control. And if people use this power against the actual pedophiles or the sacrifices that the NRF needs to make, then things would actually shift, just like the polls, you know. So religious narratives have filtered people. You know, there's nothing wrong with religion in this country as long as you keep crime and violence, you know, somehow managed, which it's not ever. We're used to this in America. It's been on our media, you know. We learned how to shoot guns when we were kids. We learned how to have sex when we were kids because of the media.
Mm.
You know, that's where I'm at, you know. Hey, I'm on live, man. Thank you for listening. I am so grateful to be here on this, the InfoWars, you know, and I was looking up Tucker Carlson's tour yesterday, and I see Alex is going to be in Philly or Reading, which is like 2-hour drive for me. I'm like, whoa, could this be real, you know? And I'm thinking about all the guests that Tucker could have, you know? There's so many leaders that are they could have, you know? And it's not about money anymore. Not. I don't need, you know?
Yeah,
I'm paying bills, and right? Okay. Thank you for listening. And the last thing I want to say is that we have this year ordered supplements from you guys, and I've read the ingredients, and I believe, and I see, know they are authentic. And so thank you, because I do believe they're important for health and body and mind. And
well,
I hope you guys.
Well, thank you so much for the call, Jenny. I really do appreciate it. And, you know, you took the same path a lot of us took, where maybe as a young person, you know, you're protesting the wars for oil, or you're seen as a lefty liberal because you're standing up against the Republicans who are, you know, killing people overseas. But at this point, to be to constantly express that ideology, you have to flip sides now, because it's obvious where the warmongering is coming from, where the insanity is coming from, that you weren't wrong before to protest against these wars. Maybe the reasoning for the wars, it wasn't really about oil, it was more about other stuff. But the wars were wrong and bad, and you had a right to protest them. And we all had a right to protest them. And strangely, a lot of people who were protesting the wars before, want you kicked off the internet for protesting what's happening in Ukraine now. It's very strange, the change this has happened. And again, the point of so much of what we're talking about with the UK riots, it's not even about the riots, it's about the response to the riots and the fact that their number one overriding concern, I mean, they don't want to shut down the violence. They want to utilize the violence. They want to use it to shut down the legitimate speech, because again, the issue is that, you know, 2 weeks ago, Tommy Robinson held a 40,000 person, you know, well, more than that, hundreds of thousands of people in the UK, in Trafalgar Square, protesting against immigration. Nothing happened. Yeah, you can protest all you want as long as nothing happens, as long as nothing comes from it. Sure, spend an afternoon wandering around the streets waving a flag. They don't care. They'll vote against you that afternoon. So those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. It almost has to happen at this point. They won't listen. And what else are you supposed to do? These people have a right to exist. Sorry.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. This is from Ireland. Journal.ie. Tennessee Michael Martin has singled out Elon Musk as being partially responsible for the violence that has erupted in multiple cities in Ireland and the UK. Because he provides a platform for people to speak and show videos. Clearly, that's what's causing the violence. Jessica Seymour, KC, very highly powerful human rights activist in the UK. She retweets Andy Ngo. Andy Ngo says, Birmingham, England, August 5th, armed Muslim patrol members surround and attacked a pub after marching around the area looking for the white right-wingers to attack. The rumored far-right protest never materialized. The Muslim rioters attacked journalists and more. In response to this, Jessica Seymour says, X needs to be closed down. X needs to be closed down. Carl Benjamin Sargon of Akkad responds, their problem is that you have access to information. They want to restrict your access to information. Without the censorship, you'll see what they're doing to this country. So they're blaming Elon Musk. They're blaming X. They're working to shut it down. And we have one more video to show before I go out to calls. The director of public prosecutions of England and Wales trying to scare people out of showing reality online. Let's watch.
the offence of incitement to racial hatred involves publishing or distributing material which is insulting or abusive, which is intended to or likely to start racial hatred. So if you retweet that, then you're republishing that, and then potentially you're committing that offence. And we do have dedicated police officers who are scouring social media. Their job is to look for this material and then follow up with identification arrests and so forth. So it's a really, really serious. People might think they're not doing anything harmful. They are, and the consequences will be visited upon them.
If you share videos of the protests, you're probably starting racial hatred. You know, to show videos of a bunch of Muslim guys attacking a white British guy in a pub, I mean, that might make people think that the Muslims are bad somehow. So you can't share that information. That's stoking racial hatred. And the police are dedicated to monitoring and doling out punishment for you daring to post videos of things that actually happen because of the race involved. It's an information war, folks. Breaking, it's an information war. This just in. Let's go out to Anthony in Florida on line 7. Go ahead. You're calling in about the UK riots.
Hey, what's up? You can hear me, right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Harrison. Hey, you guys do a great job. I just want to thank you. So the one thing I was calling about, actually, there was two things. The first one was, I'm not sure if you covered it yet, but the elderly guy in England was arrested for a post he made on Facebook. Did you hear about that?
We've covered a bunch of people being arrested for posts they made on Facebook. Which one are you talking about?
There was one that happened yesterday. I think it was updated an hour ago, but we don't know exactly what he said. But it was the Improper Use of Electronic Communication Network Act. Was that the one? You heard about that?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard about a bunch. We just pulled up a story there. It might be the one you're talking about. They call him an armchair thug because he was basically saying smash up the hotel. On
is
Facebook.
That what he said? Okay, so, what do you think about that?
There have been a bunch of
these. Do you think that's something that makes sense? I mean, say it was here in America. Okay, I understand free speech. What's the line? You know, like, I'm one to think that we should be able to say what we want. Obviously, you can't say anything you want. You can't make death threats. So what is the line? What makes sense? That's kind of the question here.
I think threatening violence is a pretty fair line, pretty hard and fast. Violence against people. I think you're sort of in a gray area if you're saying attack that building. I don't know. I don't think I'm pretty much a free speech absolutist to a lot of degrees. I mean, you know, when I say threatening violence, I mean threatening violence. I think you should be able to say these people deserve to die. But even that's kind of iffy nowadays. But I think you should be able to say that for sure.
Or like my parents are going to kill me if I come home late. Oh, you know.
Right.
But the other thing too is, I know this is a little bit of a pivot, but there's a lot of stuff about, like, obviously Iran going on lately, and Dan Crenshaw, you know, eyepatch guy, he said something on, I think it was X, showing a video of Iran saying, like, death to America and stuff. So I was wondering, like, what the analysis of that is, if that's been talked about at all. I know that we probably shouldn't be going to war with Iran. I don't see a reason to, but, you know, what... And to test any theory, you can't just think you know everything. I don't think that we should be going to war with Iran, but let's at least dive into that part at least some point. Why are they saying that? Is that true? You know, why do they allegedly hate us so much? Why do they want to drag us into this war with Iran? Is part of it justified? I don't know.
I mean, that's a very big topic we'll have to get into. I haven't gotten into that much this week because of the UK stuff, but I got a lot of information about it. Yeah, we can get into it. No, it's very simple. If Iran attacks Israel and America doesn't defend them, Israel will go away. So we're being dragged into that conflict. It has nothing to do with us. No, we shouldn't go to war with them. No, we should not be giving Israel a blank check of our children's lives to go to war with Iran because they refuse to stop bombing Gaza, which is really what it's all about. Yeah, that's a big topic we'll have to get into tomorrow. Thank you for the call, Anthony. Let's go to Todd in North Carolina now. Go ahead, Todd. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Let me switch over away from my headphones. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine.
Okay. Yeah, called in about a new book by Megan Basham from the Daily Wire called Shepherds for Sale. And this has kind of been my crusade since probably about, 2005, 2006. I started listening to InfoWars in 2006. And one of the first things I did was I bought a bunch of Alex's DVDs, and I gave them to one of our local pastors. His name's J.D. Greer of Summit Church, who eventually became head of the Southern Baptist Convention.
Wow.
And I was handing out InfoWars DVDs in church without the permission of the church, and I was called by elders. And I was shut. Well, they told me to stop doing it. Well, I didn't stop doing it. And I ended up making a connection between the Summit Church and an organization called World Relief that basically pays churches to bring in immigrants, primarily Muslim immigrants, into the United States. And as an evangelical church, you're not allowed to share the gospel with these people. You just meet them at the airport. You put them in an apartment. You give them whatever supplies or what have you, and you go on your way. And if you look up the World Relief directors, they're making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year off of this. And Megan Basham, she exposes how the Rockefellers and Soros have funded infiltrating our seminaries, and then have gotten a hold of these pastors who are greedy sons of a gun. And, you know, they're more worried about lining their pockets than actually preaching the gospel. Well, they're all tied into what Craig Sawyer was talking about, the apathy of the church not being involved in human trafficking. Well, that's because they're involved in the human trafficking.
Right.
They're being paid. And that Summit Church, if you look them up, I swear, you know, they say that their symbol is a mountaintop, looks just like a pyramid.
Mm. Yeah, the infiltration of the churches has really really crippled them in a number of different ways.
Absolutely. And Basham, I know she's Daily Wire and everything. I don't know if y'all could get her on, but she's doing an interview blitz. A famous pastor named Bodie Baucom, who's also written some books critical of the modern-day evangelical church. He told her that she probably needs to get security. And I've heard her on the interview saying, I'm not suicidal. I love my life. I love my family.
And you're going up against big money and big power and big agendas. You got to be careful. Thank you for that suggestion. I will look into that. Shepherds for Sale is the book. And look, again, the church has been infiltrated in a million different ways. And the ultimate outcome is that it's just not fit for purpose. It's not fit for purpose. The American church is failing in every regard and watching as their congregations dwindle and their country is stolen from them. That's going to do it for us, folks. Stay tuned. The Alex Jones Show begins in 90 seconds.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello,
we going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.